When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Therapy sucks, or so you thought. I know it can be a little bit awkward having to make the appointment, having to go visit someone, sit down, take time out of your day. And as busy as we all are, I can understand it seems like impossible to do so. Fortunately for us at The Coffee Breakup, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. And with BetterHelp, you literally have access to a therapist at your fingertips. Coolest thing about them, literally, you sign up, create a profile, they'll match you with a therapist that's pretty much going to be with exactly what you're looking for. So how important is it with mental health? I mean, we got stressed throughout the day, whether it's work, life, your partner, whatever it may be. BetterHelp, you're able to have access to actually talk to someone about your problems that can really guide you in the right direction. I don't know about you, that's pretty important if you want to actually have like a normal life or anything, just saying. Coolest thing about us, you know, it is 10% off for all of the Coffee Breakup listeners for your first month. So sign up now at betterhelp.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's 10% off for your first entire month. Literally no excuse. Check out for your mental health today. Later.
I mean, I don't want to be the guy to break the news to you, but I get that, you know, some women probably feel a little bit empowered because they're like, oh, but I'm a single mother and all these things. But it's like, oh, they must feel intimidated. No, lady. We just don't want to deal with you when they happen.
Yeah. And if they continue to do that, then obviously this is not the person for you. And then cut your losses.
And that's where it goes back to, hey, you guys are just not compatible. Don't
Correct.
Force that. Someone else is willing to respect that boundary.
Correct.
Next one. You and your significant other have a baby. They want to vaccinate, but you don't. Why do men ask women out on many dates and not tell them their intentions?
All right, so we're answering a couple of questions, and I really love these because it's people who have actual problems, actual things that they're going through, and they're coming to us and confiding in us and getting our perspective, our opinions. We've been doing this for 3 years. I think we have some credibility at this point, so I'm excited to give our honest opinion.
Yeah, so you guys asked us some questions. We're going to keep it anonymous.
Absolutely.
And this is where we can just talk some shit and really kind of get honest perspectives of just like what is it that people think behind closed doors about what it is that I'm thinking about. So any questions that you have, you're like, man, I wonder what other people, that's where we come in. So thank you for asking your questions. Question number one, when do you get fully comfortable when in a relationship?
Good one. I think for me, it takes a little bit. I would say maybe like 3, 4, 5 months.
Really?
Yeah, to get comfortable.
What does that mean? What does comfortable mean to you?
Well, comfortable to me means like I can like let my guard down. I can like be me, really who I am. And I'm not saying that at the beginning I'm like pretentious, but at the beginning you put your best foot forward. You want to be, you know, you're just very, I don't know, you're just courting the woman and you're very, I don't know, you just doing the best that you can do. And I'm not saying after 3, 4, 5 months, you stop doing that. But you can let go a little bit. You can, you know, you don't have to fucking be perfect all the time. And I feel like when you first start dating, that's where you try to be perfect. And then so after a few months, you can maybe not have to do all the things that you did at the beginning. Like, I think you can kind of be a little bit more comfortable with who you are.
Damn. I don't know if I like that answer.
Why?
Dude, because just think of, because what if you, comfortable you isn't the person that they originally met, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like when I first meet somebody, I'm not comfortable because, like, I'm not that comfortable because I don't know you. I need a little bit to warm up to you. Like, to be really, like, me, you know? When you introduce me to one of your friends or whatever, at the first, I'm not like, you know, I don't know you. I got to get to know you a little bit. And then once I get to know you a little bit, I can, you know, be who I am.
You Interesting, know? Dude. I've never thought about it like that.
And I'm not, and then, listen, if I'm not saying it's like doing a 180 or whatever, but I think after you will with somebody for a little bit, you know, you can let go a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Because, like, right now, like you and your girl, you can think dating for a little bit. When you first started dating her, would you, like, fucking...
forever, though.
So. Yeah, but, like, would you, I don't know, go and take a shit? Like, hey, I got to take a shit.
This
you know,
is,
you wouldn't do that. You
this
wouldn't
is
say
how,
that.
This is how I would have... The thing is that, bro, we're 30 years old. Like, for me, I'm not looking at it as, I want to try it. Like, no, I'm going to be myself from the get, dude. I'm obviously not going to be a slob.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
In the sense of, like, oh, do whatever the fuck. But I'm not going to try to sharpen up who I am. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to talk the same way. I'm still going to act the same way. I guess the only difference would be maybe, but this is, I don't know if this is what they mean by fully comfortable, because for example, like, I'll fart in front of my girl all the time.
Right, but when you first started dating her, did you do that?
But is that what that question means, though?
That's what I get from it. Comfortable. Being comfortable is when you fucking...
When you get fully comfortable and in a relationship, man, I don't know. I would say you got to do it in the first 3 months, though.
You got to do it at the beginning, but you're not going to be... Hey, I got to take a shit when you're on the third date with your girl. Now, with...
No?
Cousin, no.
Well, people don't shit?
Right, they do shit, but I'm not going to fucking announce
act
it.
Like act like I don't have to shit? You're going to go to the bathroom? Bop, bop, bop! Flushing. They're going to know you're taking a shit.
They might know.
How
but
fast,
I'm not
how fast do you take a piss?
I'm pretty quick.
How fast do you take a shit?
I'm quick, but not...
As quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you go to the bathroom for an extended period of time, and I ask, oh, everything okay? I'm going to know you took a shit, dude.
Right. You'll know that I took a shit.
So what?
But I'm not
going to
be like, yeah, if I'm just starting to date somebody, and the girl's like, hey, babe, I got to take a shit.
I'll be like, no, maybe it's just saying that.
Why are you telling me?
Excuse me, I have to relieve myself.
No, he's like, I'm going to use the restroom. I don't got to know what the fuck you're doing in there. You know?
I think, like, it's weird that people shit. Everybody
not,
poops, dude.
Everyone poops, but it's the way you go about it. You
gotta
announce it.
You can't even talk
it.
About when you... That's stupid.
Okay.
Whatever.
So you.
Disagree. Next question. Who do you use as an example for what you guys think is a good relationship? Personal or celebrity?
I'm not using any celebrity because I don't know their fucking life. You just see what they portray they want you to see.
I don't... Yeah,
I can't use a celebrity.
I'll give you some examples. Fuck this guy.
I use myself.
No,
you
don't want to use this guy as an example, let me tell you. Do you know who I like? At least superficially. Because to your point, we don't really know. But let's say, for example, when you see it and what kind of looks like a healthy relationship from it, you know who I like? Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes.
Okay.
It's funny because, for example, like there's when he received, I think it was the Golden Globe for his role in the one with Emma Stone, La La Land.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
You have to watch the movie, dude. I cried at the end.
Really?
Bro, the director fucking killed it. And Ryan Gosling's fucking amazing actor. Emma Stone, Academy Award, so you know she's good. But anyways, like when he was shooting Barbie, the movie Barbie, yeah. He had a Barbie necklace with a chain, but it was an E instead of a B. And they're like, oh, what's the E for? And he's just like, Eva. Like, of course, is my wife. You know, like, that's what I'm rocking here. And when he won the Golden Globe for his performance in La La Land, he was literally saying, like, there's no way that I could have been up here if it wasn't for what my wife was doing with the kids when she was at home, giving me the opportunity for me to dedicate my role here. Like, he just was so devoted and, like, thanked her for everything that she's done. That's kind of like when you think of celebrity of like, oh man, what could be a healthy relationship? It's something like that where you see that the man is putting his woman forward rather than thinking, oh, the man's the one that's always up front. Man. He's there like, I'm nothing without my woman. I think that would be like probably an example that I would visually.
Okay. And more on a personal level, anyone you know in your vicinity, in your life?
I think is in a good relationship. I mean, not for nothing. I think... I would be a little bit biased because, I mean, we try to really be fair with everything that we discuss here when it comes to relationships of what would be, you know, understanding of, you know, one and the other in the conversation with you and your partner and trying to find a balance of what's okay and what's not okay while trying to take, like, ego out of it. So I think that we practice healthy relationships. Sure. I think we try to have healthy relationships. If anything, I think that we have a pretty good, we could be role models for good relationships.
I think we're role models.
I hope so.
We're not perfect.
I'm definitely not perfect.
No, but role models don't have to be perfect in order to be role models.
Very nice. That's a really, really good answer, dude. Okay. I think what makes us really good role models, or at least to a certain extent, is us trying to communicate. And so, for example, like, you know, my girl and I, like, we'll get into little discussions. And at the end of the day, I just, like, I try to remain calm. Because I know that I could be out there sometimes, you know? And then, like, I'll talk and I'm very dramatic. And then you'll probably think that I'm really serious about something when I'm kidding the whole time. So I just try to not watch my tone. That way, if I'm, like, just trying to say something, instead of her thinking, like, oh, why are you going crazy? Or why are you talking? I'm like, calm down. Like, I'm not, that's not how I mean it. Don't assume that that's what the direction that I'm going in. Like, I'm literally just trying to, you know, talk to you normally. And maybe it came off a certain way. I apologize, but that's not how I meant. Like, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think having that level of communication and kind of like that level of trying to be balanced with your emotions to not create something out of nothing, I think that that's what kind of makes us, I think, really, at least try to be good communicators.
I like it. Yeah. That's all you can do is try. But I think we're doing a very good, fine job.
Agreed, sir.
Love it. Next one. Do men delete nudes after they break up? Or do they keep them? You know, and it reminds me of somebody I used to.
Interesting question.
Didn't you keep fucking some of the nudes? Because you were like, oh, I'm not going to go throw it and delete them.
Exactly what I was. Because look, you want to know how many pictures I have in my phone? I have in my albums, all of them. I have over 63,000 pictures.
That's insane.
That could be a shit ton of pictures, screenshots, everything, literally everything that's ever been, even accidental screenshots when you're like, they're trying to take out your phone and you're like, fuck, there's so many things in your videos of the podcast, reposts. There's just so many things that I have here, videos from snowboarding, traveling. It's like, I don't even know where things are.
Yeah.
For me to then say, oh, wait, there's a nude that could possibly be when I dated this girl in August of this that I have to go into my albums and delete. Like, if I come across it, I'll probably delete it because it is kind of weird for me to keep it, but I'm not going to be digging and looking for it. Like, at the end of the relationship, like, okay, let me now scroll through all my things and look for all of them to delete them. Dude, there's pictures scattered everywhere.
Yeah. I've always deleted them, not right after we broke up, but, like, in the weeks and months passing, I'm like, okay, like, I would delete the messages, and then you delete the messages, the stored pictures on in that chat are deleted, and then eventually I'll go through the album and...
Intentionally look for all pictures and delete them?
But I'm not going to be like, oh, I have to go back 3 years now when I've dated this person, because I wouldn't wait that long to delete them to begin with.
No, but maybe, let's say, for example, you've been dating Claudia for how long?
We met 2020, so 2.5 years, 3 years.
Okay, so let's say, for example, during that time, say, you know, you guys have exchanged, you know, pictures here and there. You have some pictures of her on your phone. Throughout those 3 years, God forbid, you guys were to break up. That's, you got to go back 3 years now.
Yeah.
You got to dig through your album 3 years worth of, is that what you would do?
I would do that, yeah.
Damn, that seems like a lot of work, bro.
But then I remember, like, well, I keep my, the thing is they have so much information on my phone because of the podcast and everything else that I try to, like, trim it every once in a while.
Oh,
so I have some, maybe on the next long flight, you got to, like, cut through that shit
on my shit.
Yeah. Because I need the storage for the fucking videos and all that shit.
I know. Other day, actually, what I started doing is I just went into my album, and you know how you can highlight and just...
Yeah.
I just said, whatever is in here, if it gets deleted, Destiny said you gotta go. And I just deleted whatever the fuck was in that range.
Yeah.
Okay. That helped me clear up some stuff, but dude, I would have to do it for a while. Especially if I really want to keep certain things.
Yeah.
It'll be tough, so...
Yeah, but you think, generally speaking, actively, guys... I think a lot of guys keep nudes.
Do you think they purposely keep them?
I don't think they try too hard to get rid of them. I think they just, I have it there as mine.
But that's what I'm saying. Because if they're just like, dude, it's probably somewhere in there. That's one thing. But if they're like, no, what if I could keep them just in case. So
I think a lot of guys think that way.
Really?
I do. It just sucks. But then again, it goes to, like, if you send me this, is it mine to keep, even if we break up? What do you think about that?
What do you do? Send it back when you break up? I don't need this one anymore.
Some people say, well, do you delete it? Or you keep it because, you send it to me. It's mine.
Yeah, you can't take it back.
But you keep it.
Or you delete it.
Yeah.
But it's not yours.
It's not yours.
Huh. Oh. For who was the picture for?
For me.
Okay.
Then it's mine.
Yeah. It's almost like the, oh, damn, so then what about engagement rings?
Well, engagement ring is a promise. So then if the promise doesn't go through, then you would return it. A nude is not a promise. It's, hey, it's a gift. Hey, I'm trying to make your day better. And then that's a gift. And technically, I wouldn't be in the wrong to keep it, I guess.
It would make your day better.
Right. But no, I think it's just weird. I think you guys, fellas, whatever, or even ladies, I think after you break up, you got it.
Yeah, don't be like me and be reckless with your pictures, screenshots, videos, data, everything that's ever been in your phone. Try to do, I guess, what is it, spring cleaning every now and then?
Yeah.
Bi-weekly, whatever, bi-weekly cleanups of your phone. Maybe you can avoid keeping all these nudes on your phone. Anyways, what's next?
So a quick break to talk about our sponsorships. AG1, we just got a partnership with them, and it's been amazing. How's it been going for you?
Man, AG1 is awesome. I've been taking it for a little bit over a month now. We both have. And first thing in the morning, it's super quick to take. It's a kind of all-in-one package. It's a powder form. It makes it water nice and cold, good tasting, and it gives you everything you need. Helps you with energy, helps you with your gut health and immune system. I mean, overall, it's a great product.
Yeah, my favorite thing is I take it in the morning as soon as I wake up. That way, on my way to the gym, I'm already getting the fuel that I need. And one thing that I really like about it is that it doesn't upset my stomach as it would if I'm taking a whole laundry list of vitamins.
Yeah.
So it really starts my day with literally everything that I need to get right. And what I like about it is that as soon as I take it in the morning, it's almost like a mental check for me to say, you know what, I'm doing something for me. Because I know that, I mean, if you think about it, you wake up in the morning, you just go straight to work, you don't really eat anything. So it's like you don't have anything in your system. At least with this, you know that the first thing that you do every single day is that you're taking care of yourself. It's a full replacement of all these other vitamins and minerals and everything that you could be buying individually that's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So for literally one price, you're literally getting a full array of nutrition in a pack, in a scoop, whatever you want to do. And fortunately for us, we do have the sponsorship that with AG1, it not only are you getting like the whole subscription of it, but we're also including 5 travel packs as well as a year's supply worth of the vitamin D.
For sure.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the vitamin D or the drops. So you can just take 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 drops depending how much you want to take. And you just, in the morning too, super quick. And what I love about the fact is there's not a bunch of pills that you have to take, which is what you were saying earlier. It's just like one scoop, a couple of drops, and that's it. Ready to go.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that just throughout the day, I don't know if it's like in my head that I'm taking it or if it's the fact that it's actually working, but I want to believe that it is because I feel amazing when I'm doing it. I feel more efficient. I feel like my stomach is also responding better to things when I eat. My energy levels are also better. And again, it really sets the tone for the rest of the day when I take this. So fortunately for us with this partnership, if you want to take ownership of your health, you know, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. In order to do so, go to drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Check it out.
Where the fuck is it at? Here it is. Just got ghosted by a situationship. How do I set boundaries early on for future references, I guess?
Just got ghosted by a situationship. How do I set boundaries early on for future?
I guess my question would be, how long was the situationship? And then following that, it's, you know, you got to be honest. You got to be honest very early on. What is it that you're looking for? Yeah. Because I feel like if you don't ask, some people won't even tell you. And if they're only in it for just, you know, just to fucking bang and stuff like that, they're not going to go and tell you. So you have to be courageous enough to ask and demand for what you think you deserve. Because if you don't get to ask for it, no one else will. So my thing would be like date with a purpose. This is what I want. Depending on how old I am, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. And if you cannot give this to me, then you got to move it on.
Okay. Yeah. My advice for anyone who's trying to set boundaries is work on eliminating the fear of setting the boundary.
Okay.
Okay. So in life, we have to have uncomfortable conversations, you know? But if we kind of approach those conversations with fear, you obviously, you're kind of like, oh my God, I don't know how to do it. Like, what are they going to say? What if I say it the wrong way? But that's kind of shift that mindset and think, okay, well, what's fair to me? What would I want in a relationship? Yeah. I would want someone to respect me because I think as a person, I deserve some level of respect.
Yeah.
You know, I want someone to love me because as a person, as a human, I love, you know, I know what it is to give love. I think it would make sense for me to also be capable of receiving love as well.
Yeah.
So it's understanding that mindset, because then when you see how people act, when you know that it's now breaking that barrier of, I don't feel loved when they're doing this, that's when the boundary is being broken. Yeah. This isn't bringing me happiness when they're doing this. Do I continue allowing them to not respect me? That's them breaking that boundary. So if you try to just give yourself a little bit of value and understand, like, hey, what do I think is fair to give in a relationship? That way, when you feel like you're not receiving that, that's when the boundary is broken. That's when the conversation should be had.
Yeah.
So just be a little bit more fair and a little bit more loving to yourself, and understand, hey, if you don't agree with the boundaries that I'm setting, instead of approaching it with fear, approach it with, hey, this is what I want to give to you. This is what I would expect in return. Can this be done? And then that's how the boundary gets set.
Yeah.
Instead of demanding, I think that's the problem maybe. People be like, hey, I don't like this, or stop doing this, or whatever. It's more so, I feel like this when this happens. I don't feel like you're loving me when this happens. I don't feel like you're respecting me when this happens. How do we fix this? Boundary has just been set in a way that they can now listen to you instead of feel defensive by it.
Yeah, yeah. And just to piggyback off of that, and I think some people might be afraid to voice these concerns in that manner because they think, well, we just started seeing each other. Am I in a position to even ask this way, be that vulnerable? And the answer to that is, of course you are. The minute you start, you know, entertaining each other and seeing each other, investing time and energy into each other, you automatically have the right to be honest, to be vulnerable, and to ask for what you think you deserve.
But it also comes with, you have to shift the mindset, though. Because it's not just being like, oh, well, I deserve this. It's, if I want to give this to someone, right? If I want to give respect to someone and I want them to feel loved and I want them to feel cared for, right? How should I receive that back?
Yeah, you have to be able to reciprocate, of course.
Right, so of course, yeah, as soon as the relationship starts, like, it's not like, hey, this is what I'm expecting from you, but it's like, when you see that things are starting to get crossed, because when you start dating, like, you're just talking, you're feeling them out. You know, you don't know how their personality is, and maybe you're not even compatible. Then people will try forcing things even though boundaries are being crossed. This is where you have to see if you're even compatible. So don't force something that just doesn't make sense. Because if you feel like it's not making sense now or boundaries are being broken now, do you really think that in the next year, 5 years, your future, like if you really want to find happiness and really find someone to fall in love with and build a, you know, a family and relationship with, if they're already breaking, you know, those boundaries now and kind of like affecting you now, it's not going to get better unless you resolve it today. So as soon as the relationship starts, test them out. When you see those boundaries start to get tested or kind of broken, or you feel like, hey, this really doesn't feel right, that's when I think you should have the conversation. And just, again, change the mindset of what you deserve and how you approach it, just letting them know, like, hey, this is how I felt. How can we not allow this to continue happening?
Yeah. And if they continue to do that, then obviously this is not the person for you. And then cut your losses.
And that's where it goes back to, hey, you guys are just not compatible. Don't force that. Someone else is willing to respect that boundary.
Correct.
This guy's not the one.
Love it. Perfect.
Okay, next page.
Next page. What is your favorite book and why?
Starting From Within by The Coffee Breakup, written by Christian Vera and Marvin Schultz. You should check it out. I think that they're selling it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. If you need any more information, click on www.thecoffeebreakup.com. You get a little bit more information there about us. But head on over to Amazon. I'm sure you'll be able to find it there. It's going to teach you how to heal kind of as an individual. It's going to teach you, you know, kind of the basics of, hey, you got out of a relationship, you got out of a breakup, you're like, man, what do I do with my life? How do I get back out there? How do I kind of pick myself back up? This book is going to help you very quick to basically reset, get your mind right, and get into the healthy habits of yourself, healthy relationship with yourself in order to ultimately find the right partner.
And be a better person also overall. For yourself.
Exactly. You have any other books that you like?
Yeah, my other one. Learning How to Heal a Broken Heart.
That one's a really good one. That one is a fucking... You should really check that one out as well.
Yeah, especially if you're going through some tough times. That one's going to be
fun. I like that one. Good, okay.
All right. Let's move it on.
Next one. You and your significant other have a baby. They want to vaccinate, but you don't. What do you do? We need a lifeline to, what is it, Sierra? Remember when we had her on?
Yeah,
she talked
about
the anti-vax?
Dude, first of all, I mean, this is a very serious topic. Funny enough, also in the basics, it's a question. Vaccination is a big one. I remember that's a question that I wanted to put in just because I've come across that and I've dated someone who that was important to them, that they were against it, vaccination. Yeah. So early on in the dating space, you got to ask those questions. And That's not something that's commonly asked. Maybe more now with COVID and everything and all that stuff like that. People are starting to realize how important that question really is. But you have to ask early on. Now, if you're already in the position where baby's on the way, kind of skipped a few steps, it's a little late to go back. You can't go back. Man, I think both people have to do the research. And you have to really say, I do not want to vaccinate because, and you have to have the data to back it up. I'm not educated enough to assess that certain vaccines are good or bad. I can't make that, you know, I'm not educated on that matter. But I would want to do my research, and then you have to tell me why or why not it makes sense or not makes sense to vaccinate our kid. Maybe don't get all the vaccines. Maybe only get the certain ones. I do believe that, I think babies get vaccinated really, really early on.
Like too early?
I think that's too early. And if you look at the pattern of people getting vaccinated today and how they got vaccinated 20 years ago, there's so many more vaccines. And I don't know. I would say do the research and see what makes sense. Maybe don't get all of them. Maybe just get the ones that really are important. I think there's some vaccines that maybe you don't really need to get. So I think maybe there's some level of compromise. But that's a tough discussion. What do you think?
Yeah, to your point, thank you for giving ourselves a shout out. Yeah. So yeah, we created the basics in order for you to create healthy conversations up early. Not so much like the, hey, what's your favorite color? You know, what's your favorite? No, all that bullshit. No, there's a lot of important questions that foundationally you want to start with, because as the relationship progresses, you're going to come into some issues that it's probably like, hey, we never really talked about this and we're already this deep into the relationship. This could be a game changer. This could be a do or die sort of thing. And we've never even discussed it. Please buy the basics. I guarantee you, if you're in a relationship early on, this will be the time where you can kind of create these questions and use it as a fun tool. Like, hey, you know, I bought this for us. Let's kind of just ask these questions from the coffee breakup to kind of see if, you know, what kind of answers we'll have.
Yeah.
I think it's very explorative and I think you'll learn a lot from each other, but more so learn a lot about yourself as well. But yes, I think having these conversations early on would obviously avoid it, because, I mean, something this impactful into a relationship. And, of course, maybe your opinions will change over time.
Could be.
But these are questions that do need to be discussed. Man, that is tough. I think the thing is, once you give the vaccine, you can't take it off. But if you don't give it, you can always give it later. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit like, where do you find the compromise? It's tough, man. I don't know if... I think that if I was for and she was against, for example, yeah, we would have to come to like the drawing board and really look at all the data and see what if the reward outweighs the risk or if the risk outweighs the reward.
And that's a big one, because there's going to be some vaccines for diseases that if they get the disease, they're not going to die. They're not going to get any type of long-term disability
or sickness.
Or they
can get sickness. Like a quick cure. Like,
and then,
something that, yeah.
Right. And then in that case, it's like, do we really need to go through that? But then there's other vaccines where... Dude, if you don't get that vaccine, you could die. And if that's the case, then it's like, dude, the science is there. You know, we got to do it, you know?
Right.
There was a case a few years ago where a kid got bitten by a bat. And you're supposed to, yeah, no. Get bitten by a bat or scratched or anything like that. And the parent just kind of cleaned it out with water and soap and whatnot. You're supposed to do is go to the hospital and get a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
Okay. It never happened. A few days passed, didn't get the cut, got really nasty, kid got sick, ended up in a hospital, ended up dying. And it's like, that's a clear-cut case where it's like, that tetanus shot would have saved the kid's life. So it's like, there's no debate whether, I'm sorry, you should have gotten that tetanus shot. And so in those cases where it's like the science is there, the risk far outweighs the freedom of not, hey, we don't need to get the vaccine or whatnot. So it's like, those are cases where like, you gotta look at the science and be smart and make the right choice. But then there's some other cases where maybe you gotta look at the data and you gotta look at the science and like, does this really make sense to get our kid X, Y, and Z vaccines that don't really create any harmful long-term situations? So I think that would go down to that.
Wonderful. Let's go around the horn and ask this guest one at the end. Why do men ask women out on many dates and not tell them their intentions?
Like many dates, like
I don't have follow up. Answer that question. That's all I got for you. I don't know.
Read it again.
Why do men ask women out on many dates and not tell them their intentions? Because they're pieces of shit.
They want to fuck around.
Yeah, these guys are just pieces of shit. They exist out there. Just like there's a bunch of girls that are all hoes and they're garbage and you can't date them because they're gold diggers and shit like that. There's also a lot of women that are amazing. There's a lot of women that are of quality. There's a lot of women that probably don't get the attention that they deserve because we're too busy looking at all these fake booty bitches in Miami. Right? Yeah. It happens. But the same thing happens with guys. You're going to have guys that are of high quality that, you know, they're to themselves. They're learning. They're growing. They're developing. Maybe some guys that don't get the attention they deserve. Because maybe they, I don't know, they don't have that bad boy look. You know, they're responsible. You know, they respect women. Yeah. And some women apparently don't like this shit.
No, a lot of them don't.
But so those women that don't like this shit, well, who do they like? Those bad boys who are fucking assholes who would like to play a lot of girls. It's like, what is it that, like the top, what is it percentage? Like 5-10% of guys are the ones banging like 90% of the chicks or some shit. Because they're all like wanting to go with them and all these guys are like lonely or whatever. Like it's like
some article. The top 20%, they... 80% of women or some shit like
some
that.
Some shit like that. Yeah. We'll fucking find the statistic, throw it up there. But regardless, I think it's that. So if you're choosing the top 20%, you're going to find guys that are garbage.
Yeah.
So it's not so much as like, why do they do it? They're just assholes. The same way that there's some women that they go after guys for money, for their children, for security, for the bag, whatever it is. Same thing. Some guys are just out there to get some pussy. Quick chick,
yeah,
you know, arm candy, something,
pass the time, whatever,
yeah, you entertainment, know, you know,
yeah,
a you lot never of guys. Know, variety, also. Some guys will probably want to date around with a lot of girls,
yeah,
they exist. It's so ultimately it'll come down to you and just making sure you filter these guys, but they just exist. It's life,
tell them to fuck off,
yeah, just try to avoid that.
Do guys feel intimidated by an independent woman dating wise, even if she's a single mom? I don't feel intimidated by an independent woman. Like, independent as she makes her own money, she's successful, she's a career woman.
I think, so if we kind of think of this whole, because I think this question's geared more towards the existence of the red pill community, in the sense where they're always talking about like, oh, men don't care if a woman makes money, men don't care about this and that, like, we just want a woman who can respect us, who...
Yeah.
Whatever. What I think the problem is of independent women is, you guys... I feel like women, when they're independent, like they're harder to deal with.
So a lot of guys, they end up for the job.
They just don't want to deal with that. So, because for example, me, when I work and I get stressed out and I'm doing my things, when I come home, all I want from my girl is to just be there and just be my peace, right? I don't want anything else. I don't want more than that. I don't need anything else. Like, she's amazing. But then I feel like if you're very highly independent where you like, you do things and I don't know. I could just feel like how men are just like, bro, like I just want a woman who's, you know, submissive. I'll be the one who takes the lead, you know, just, you know, respect me. I feel like maybe some independent women, they're probably, maybe, you know, they're used to the workforce, you know, they're having to go to work, they have a boss, they have to deal with people, deal with dudes, maybe, you know, if it's in sales for whatever. It's an environment where you always have to compete when you're independent. And then I feel like that's just harder, I guess, to deal with when it comes to a man who just wants a woman to be submissive.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes both ways. I think some guys, they just don't want to deal with having a woman who...
Opinionated.
Yeah. And so, hey, man, if you're not up for the job, there's somebody else out there who is. And so, you know, personally, I wouldn't have an issue with it. But I think a lot of guys say that, and then maybe they're in the position, and maybe they feel differently. So that could also be another thing. But, dude, if you're an independent woman and you love what you do, and that's a big one. If you love what you do and you're killing it, there's going to be somebody out there for you. But most of the guys probably can't handle you. And that's on them. It's nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just you're just not meant for
You're not meant to mesh with everybody, and that's okay.
Exactly.
You know?
And then, oh, and then to the last question, dating-wise, even if she is a single mom, they're not intimidated that you're a single mom. They just don't want to date you because you're a mom. Yeah, it's
just the reality of it.
I mean, I don't want to be the guy to break the news to you, but I get that, you know, some women probably feel a little bit empowered because they're like, oh, but I'm a single mother and all these things. But it's like, oh, they must feel intimidated. No, lady. We just don't want to deal with you and the kid.
But also, it's like, you're a single mom. Like, I'm an independent single mom. And it's like, you're independent because you're a single mom. You have to be independent, dude. There's no one else.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not independent, you're going to be homeless.
Yeah, but I also don't think that the... It's not the intimidation. They're not intimidated by you. They just don't want to deal with you. Even the kid, probably. And then last question. What's the plan for the new year? Guests or anything in general Damn, thank you for asking this, man. This means you actually give a fuck. Thank you, bro.
This is a good way to close it off.
What's the plan for the new year, guest or anything in general?
So we don't have a guest for this year, for like to finish off. We have some really exciting guests next year, January. That's going to be very exciting. So, you know, this year you'll just be with us. We'll probably do a couple more Q&As.
Next year. No, but it's for the new year.
For the new year.
Yeah.
Like things coming up for the new year.
Yeah.
I mean, this.
What's the plan for the new year?
Yeah, for the new year. I think we go back to the basics, the relationship problems, talking to people, real issues. I think those are always really good. And we've talked about this a little bit off camera.
Yeah, bro.
How we want to kind of really get to know our audience, our fans, our followers, the people who make this all happen, people who watch us, you know, and we've been going at this for 3 years now, you know, and we've been saying this for a little bit, but we do really want to get in touch with you guys. So if send us messages, you know, drop, let us know how we're doing, what we could improve, really level with us and be honest and be vulnerable with us. And we try to really give back to you guys. And I think that's the goal for next year.
Very well said. Yes. For next year, we just want to focus on being more interactive and engaging with you guys. So, this whole social media and this podcasting thing and trying to grow. And, you know, you think, man, do we get the right guests? Do we get the right topics? Like, at the end of the day, it's what it is that you guys want, you know? And I think the focus for next year is just try to get back to that.
Yeah.
Try to just focus on you guys. Focus on what it is that's going on in your lives. And, you know, we started as a dating podcast and we didn't really shy away from it. We kind of evolved from it because it's part of, I guess, the evolution of oneself. But, you know, I think just trying to go back and really helping people kind of, you know, nurture those healthy relationships, but also by us creating, I guess, a relationship with you guys. Want to make sure that if you guys need us, any questions that you guys have, we want to make sure that we're addressing those in order to give you guys exactly what it is that you want.
For sure.
As for guests, we do have a couple. You know, we do have Dr. Hasty.
Coming up.
He is a heavy hitter. Every single time he comes here, he drops bombs. He's like family for us already.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of surprises. In fact, I mentioned to you, I do want to get a little bit more involved in community-wise as well. So if anyone even is at this point in the podcast, I do want to create something that really engages with us in person. I'm trying to create maybe like a calendar. I think I had mentioned it to you. Like twice a month to do something. I don't know if I told you. For next year, yeah. So every single month, I'm trying to think of like two activities to do. So a total of 24. That way, kind of just either you guys can join us somehow if you guys are local, or it just inspires you to create some sort of a plan for you to also create some more engaging activities with you and your friends. At the end of the day, life is not about what you know; it's about who you know, and you'll never know who you know unless you go out there and get to know them.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start creating like this kind of like a plan for the schedule, just to kind of create more healthy relationships around me. And then just hoping that those relationships will expand to then more growth on the outside. So again, maybe I bring Marvin. Marvin knows someone from his job. And he goes, man, this guy's super cool. You'll bring him along. And then we just kind of grow that network. But that'll be coming out soon. Trying to still think about the activities and the dates. But that's for next year.
Yeah.
And hopefully, yeah, just continue growing and doing this. Right?
Well, yeah, one day at a time. I mean, it's been a long journey, and we keep switching things up. And I think we do it in a way where we always try to stay true to ourselves and who we are. You know, it's hard, man. The social media thing, it always evolves, it always changes. But I think as long as we stay true to who we are and our audience, we can't go wrong. And eventually, you know, shit will stick. We just got to keep at it. Persistence.
Yeah, you know what's
consistency.
And one thing that I will tell you, I can't really speak for other people and other podcasts or other social media, whatever. I really want to believe that we practice what we preach in all sense. You know, we try to talk about health and fitness and just trying to feel good and create healthy relationships. Like, honestly, like, I think we have a pretty good group of friends.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, my group of friends at Diamond Pack, I really do feel like that's high quality friends that I can call each and every one of them, and I know that they'll be there to have my back.
For sure.
I've never really. It's crazy because you hear stories of like men who like they're lonely, they don't have friends, or like they don't go out, or they don't interact. And it's like, I could never imagine, you know? So my whole goal is just to kind of nurture those relationships, grow those relationships, and encourage others to create those relationships that I have, because I'm very fortunate. And even on my darkest days, some days I feel like complete shit. My mind isn't right. I'm just like, what am I doing with my life, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening? You know, you get those waves that you're just like, what the fuck is going on? And then I just think back of, you know, being more appreciative and grateful of where I'm at. You know, I'm healthy.
Yeah.
My parents are still alive. I mean, not for much longer. You know, they're very old. They're only getting older as I get older.
True.
I got really good friends around me. I'm in a very healthy relationship as well. And, you know, there's a lot to be grateful for. And I think that that's what kind of creates these healthy relationships around me. And I hope that we can create those around you as well.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you so much for sticking with us for another year. And, you know, hopefully you guys are going to be around for next year. It's going to be very exciting. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We love y'all. A happy
2024.
End of 2023. This is probably going to be the last episode of the year, I'm assuming. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen.
See you guys.
Peace out. All right.